Are you a basketball player who plays football or a football player who plays basketball?
That's a good question. That's a tough question. I'd probably say basketball player who plays football because using my athleticism on the basketball court comes out here and translates and helps me on the football gridiron. And, you know, sometimes I scramble a little bit and try to make plays for my team. And that comes from basketball. I mean, that just really helps me out with my athleticism. But I also do translate some of the football things into basketball. My toughness, you know, I gotta be tough on the football field. And that also means I got to be tough on the basketball field. So I say they both help each other, but I'm probably a basketball player playing football.
Do you like one over the other a little bit?
As of now, I really don't know, to be honest. This state championship feels really great, but usually people say my sport is basketball. But, you know, I love each sport equally amount, or I wouldn't play it. So, you know, I don't really like specializing in one sport because that doesn't help. That wastes your muscles, and some of your body can get hurt from that. So I just play both sports because I love them both.
At what point this season did you realize personally that what happened today was really honestly possible?
I'd probably say week two. Week two, we had five guys out. Our running back, Aaron Sampson, was out. Two of our linebackers were out. And we just pulled it through in that week two against Shelmont, who was a very powerful team who ran the ball a lot like these guys. And, you know, we just fought hard and played together. And that's when you really know when you're down five guys who are all starters and you pull out a win. You know, that's when you know you're good.
Was there a point where you guys started talking championship later on? I mean, you know, you're not supposed to talk about that.
Exactly. But. You know, a lot of the outsiders throughout, I'd probably say since we lost sectional final last year to Scottsdale, we're saying road to the dome for Glens Falls. And, yeah, we set that as a goal, but we didn't really want to say it too much. Coach came into this year talking about the process. And he said, I don't want anybody thinking about state. I don't want anything but thinking about the dome. He said, it's about the process. And we really bought into that, and that's what helped us got here. And we just pulled it out with a hard-fought win.
Okay. Last question. Especially you with your family's history in sports, do you kind of understand just how much high school sports can mean to a community like Glens Falls?
Yeah, Glens Falls being a town who's always together and everybody knows each other down there in Glens Falls. And to bring something back, like a state championship that's never been done before, it's just surreal. And everybody we know at home probably cheering and at Recovery Sports Grill with all the TVs going there. So, you know, we're just really excited and really proud of ourselves for winning this game.
Terrific.